Welcome to the Optimize Your Business and Your Life podcast for high-achieving entrepreneurs. Each episode will share strategies to help you create a highly profitable business and life you love. And now, your host, 2016 International Coach of the Year, Stacy Hyland.
I am so excited for our next guest today. We have Tina Brinkley Potts with us, and she is an award-winning consultant, author, and business strategist and online marketing trainer with over 700,000 direct-to-camera video views and 5 million hits to her website. She trains and mentors consultants, coaches, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs in 40 countries worldwide. Her trailblazing programs include done-for-you services that allow your genius to stand out while implementing a possible 18 different income streams to your business. Her strategies have produced millions of dollars in revenue and sales, and Tina has 3 children and 3 grandchildren, which I can't believe. She loves traveling, dancing, hanging out in nature, and of course, all things geek. So welcome, Tina. I'm so excited to have you today.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's been way too long since we've hung out together. It was better when we were in California, but we'll have to settle for being online right now.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell me, I'm connected with you online. So even though we haven't seen each other in person for a long time, I'm still seeing what you're up to. But how did you get started on this journey? Because like I tell my kids, the things that we do were not even job possibilities when we were kids. I mean, the internet didn't exist. So how did you go from where you were to becoming all this digital online media stuff? How did that journey happen for you?
Well, it happened for me actually by accident. I really didn't set out to be an entrepreneur. I just set out to take care of my family. So like I was working for a manufacturing company. I took them public. After I finished taking them public, my mom got sick. She had multiple strokes and then she started having heart attacks. Mm-hmm. And she was the person that watched my children, took them to all of their extracurricular things and while I worked. And when she could no longer do that, then it became also a matter of not only being there for my kids, but actually taking care of her. Mm-hmm. So I started looking at how can I convert what it is I already know. I started playing with a little bit of stuff on the internet, but most importantly, people started asking for things that I had already done. And they actually opened my eyes to the fact that, well, wait a minute, we don't need you to work during business hours. You can come whenever to do these things. And I was like, oh, so it was like a light bulb went off, right? Like, oh. And so then I started, you know, I went back to all of my old bosses and I started saying, hey, listen, I can't work traditionally anymore because these are the things I have going on, but I still can work. And this is how it worked. And so they literally started referring me to a lot of other people. And I got all of my first clients by referral.
Wow, that's awesome. And I love how it just came out of necessity. They say necessity is the mother of invention. And I think mothers, especially, and in your case, also being a daughter, you know, helping your mom, that you just stepped up, right? And made it happen, which is awesome.
Yep. Made it happen.
So what I noticed on your website and also on Instagram, I love your Instagram. If you're not following her on Instagram, please go follow her because she is always motivating and uplifting and like a little kick in the butt that we always need. So one of the things that you said was, you know, somebody had said to you, how can I follow up more than twice without being a stalker? And I think this is something that a lot of business owners struggle with. I think it's something that a lot of women struggle with. And also even salespeople who are supposed to be following up, like that's their whole job is following up in order to make a sale. So I think this is a key area to optimize in your business. What are some of the, like, walk me through if I was your client and I was saying, yeah, well, I feel funny following up more than twice. Walk me through how you would get me around that hurdle.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, automation helps you get over the fear of following up. Because if you sit down and you write out your sequence of the way you're going to follow up, you know, on the first day, I want to say this. On the eighth day, I want to say this. Like if you write all of that out and you program it, then it's not you having to go back in and go, oh man, I'm really getting ready to send this eighth email. Like, you're not thinking about it because it's happening automatically. You only had to think about it once. So that's the first thing that I do, is tell everybody, get campaigns set up, not just where you're sending a weekly newsletter, but actually when someone comes into your system, make sure they're coming in a specific way that you're going to have specific follow-up sequence already done. Normally, think about even when you're networking in person, you say the same things over and over again, whether you know it or not. You might be standing in front of a different person, but you end up saying the same things over and over again. And because of that, you know, you could literally sit and write it all out and program it. Then that gets you over the fear. But let's dive deep, though, into why most people are afraid of following up.
Yeah.
It comes down to feeling worthy. It feels like I'm bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time we go, oh my gosh, if I follow up too much, they're going to unsubscribe. So, you know, it's like we get attached to people, like we don't want them to leave us. And technically, if they're going to leave because you're sending too many emails, they are not your tribe.
That's so true. That's so true. And the other thing that I tell my clients about this, because a lot of my clients have, you know, this is a pretty universal fear, I think, is that you are not your prospect or your client's top priority, as much as we would love to be, right? But they could be your top priority because you want to get a new client. And I give the example of my daughter's, the optometrist calls, and I have not made an optometrist appointment. I will say I finally made one last week, but they were calling and they would send something in the mail. It would go on my counter. My husband would take a message. He would put it on a sticky note on the cabinet, and I didn't do it. And it's not because I don't want to take care of my kids' vision and eyesight, because it obviously is super important, but it was not the top of my list. And so
exactly.
I was happy that the optometrist was actually calling and following up more than one time, more than two times. And so that's, I think, a shift for us also, is to look at when other people are following up with you and how much you appreciate that.
Absolutely. And Stacey, that goes into saying, you know, there are some people who are telling you to scrub people off of your list. And I do not recommend that at all. Simply because, I mean, Stacey, how long has it been since you and I connected? And even though we're both, you know, following each other on social media and everything, if you and I weren't connected in this way for the last couple of years, you and I wouldn't be doing this right now.
Right.
And most people keep reducing their audience, listening to some advice that really isn't good. Again, you are not the priority in your client's life. They have to be the priority in their own lives. But if you now cut off your messages to them, then they're going to forget about you. You don't want to do that. Let them say, I'm going. You know, don't force them out. Let them say they're going to leave.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's a good point. And I think it's funny because sometimes I'll be on Facebook and I'll be thinking of somebody like, oh, this would be great to refer this person or show this person this. And I can't think of their name for the life of me, which drives me crazy. But when you're connected with people on social media, especially, and you see them constantly, like on Friday, I had posted something on Facebook and literally within a minute, I got a referral. And it's because I'm sure the person just saw me and said, ah, I'm going to send this to Stacey, because they remembered me because I was front and center. And Dan Kennedy, which is a great marketing mentor of mine years ago, he always said, it's not your client's job to remember you. It's your job to make your client remember you. So with that, what would you say in terms of when I'm writing out this sequence of emails to follow up, how many would you suggest people do to start out?
Well, I teach that you should do a campaign first and then have a frequency of either every day or every week. But the campaign, when you're first starting and you're getting to know them, that's normally between 3 to 14 emails that are going over either daily or every other day.
Wow. And most people are giving up after one, I would say.
Yes. And think about it. Your audience, my audience, they've probably followed some big guru and watched some big launch. Let's just take something like a webinar jam or something like that. Mm-hmm. Think about how many emails you get in that launch. And when the cart is closing, you get probably four emails in that 24-hour time before that cart closes. Over the course of the launch, you probably are getting probably 10 to 20 emails. And most people don't think about it like that. And so when you're only sending one, like, you're missing the mark, right? You're right. Just missing the mark when you only send one email.
Right. And you're going to the bottom of their inbox. You know, they're not seeing, oh, look at all these things. The other thing I think that's interesting with follow-up is to be able to follow up in different ways. So there's different things that people are struggling with that if you hit on different points in your follow-up, then the person that connects with that pain point is going to say, oh yeah, and click on that. You know, if you send a different email that talks about either another pain point or another benefit, then that appeals to that person, which if you just send one, it's way too much stuff to try to appeal to in one email.
Yes. Yes. And I believe in your follow-up sequence, you're really sending a sales letter, but not all in one email. So if you know all of the good components of a sales letter, you talk about the pain, you talk about why you're the solution, you show testimonials or from a client's perspective, you future pace them. If you don't do this, then this. If you stay exactly how you are, then this. If you do this, then that. So literally in just this brief conversation, I gave you seven different emails that you could send out.
For sure. And This is going to be in, you know, we'll have the show notes also for this. So It's good to go find the show notes on my website, download this, listen to this again, because it's really important. So what do you do for people that don't have confidence in following up when you said like they're not feeling worthy? How do you help them shift that to feeling confident? You know, like they might see Jeff Walker or Webinar Jam or somebody else doing a launch, but you know, me, myself, and I, how do I do that? You know, they can send 20 emails, but not me. How do you overcome that?
Well, I believe we have to amplify your superpower. So I believe every person on this earth has something that they're good at. Every person does. And so like my goal is to help you work in that superpower. A lot of times we're starting out and we're working in things that people say are going to be the next greatest thing. And we don't have confidence because we're doing something that we are not confident in doing. You don't have the expertise. You don't have the skill. So the first thing I do with most of my clients is I change that around. What do you really have that you could do with your eyes closed, with your hands tied behind your back? And I get you in your confidence, get you sitting in your power. Then we start exploring. It's not saying you're never going to try to do these other things, but if I can get you in your power first, all of the confidence issues go away.
Wow. I love that. That's a writer downer. That's excellent. So when I saw on your website also, or Instagram somewhere, that you were saying that you help people write autoresponders that people can't tell that they're automated. They feel like they're getting an email one-on-one. So tell us a little bit about how you do that, because that seems like a superpower.
Okay, yes. And I think this is good. So the next time you go to a networking event and you actually take someone's business card, turn it around and write something on there that distinguishes them to you. So for me, if I'm talking to a woman, I always end up looking at her shoes. I really am a shoe freak. So I look at her shoes and I'm like, oh, you have an awesome pair of shoes. Or maybe they said something that really stood out. And I write those things down. And so all of those things are built into my autoresponder. So not just the first name. I go, hey, it's Tina. I just wanted to follow up. It was so wonderful talking to you about. And then in my autoresponder, I have a blank. What did we talk about? And I just type it in. And I make sure that I always type it in the same exact way. So I don't do a broken fragment. I do a whole sentence there. And what it does, because in an autoresponder, just like you can say, here's a first name tag, You can create custom fields and make the custom field, what did we talk about, or what kind of shoes did she have on, or all of these things. And so all I do is come back and program those things in, and I write those tags into my autoresponder sequence. So they know that I saw them, and they know that I heard them. And now my follow-up is so customized to that person that they're like, oh my gosh, I got to meet her. She wasn't just doing the business card shuffle. And you can do the same exact thing.
Oh my gosh, that is absolutely, absolutely brilliant. I absolutely love that. That's amazing. And it is true, because people get stuck that they just write the same generic, boring thing and nobody feels heard or seen. And people are uncomfortable enough doing networking events. So to make them feel like that they were heard and seen at that event is a big thing, that people will connect with a person that connects with them that way.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Absolutely.
So let me ask you this. What area of both your life and your business are you most proud of optimizing?
My family. They come first, period.
That's awesome. I love it. And what part of your business do you feel like you have optimized at a really high level?
Visibility. Again, I have 5 million hits to my website, 700,000 direct-to-camera. So this isn't like I'm just putting up videos of cats. You know, because sometimes when people talk about having 20 million video views and this, that, and the other, if you're not a celebrity, most of the time they're sending out things like, you know, look at the cats, look at the boats, look at the water. But like, I have 700,000 direct-to-camera video views, and that's saying something. You know, people are literally listening to what I have to say. So, and I'm giving them value that they can use every day.
Right. I love the fact that you distinguish that, because I think, you know, we need to stay honest online and really show people how they can look at things. I remember years ago, there was somebody saying, oh, well, we can help you for your SEO and you're going to be number one for this category. But the category was like some huge long sentence that, of course, they were going to be number one for that sentence. Nobody's searching for that sentence. You know, it's just not right. So it's great to educate people, you know, when they're looking at experts, you know, how are they being seen? What are the views from? And like I said, on Instagram, I just love your stuff. And there's so many people now that I just unfollow because their stuff is just crap. And I don't really want to look at that every day. So I really appreciate seeing your stuff and making me smile and kicking my butt and all of those things every day. It's great.
But isn't it good, Stacey, that we're sharing the, not just the inspiration, but the real challenges that we have as well? Because I think sometimes people want it to be easier than what it really is. It is simple. But it's not easy, because you have to take those actions. And most of the time, that is the barrier, right, between what's happening. And so I just like to share, you know, everything that's going on, you know, whether it's a payment processor that's shutting our account down, you know, like these are the real things that are going to happen to you as you're growing and you're getting to that level. Wouldn't you want to know the truth about that, so you don't feel like, oh my God, what did I do wrong? Why would they do something like that to me?
Right.
Like, that's why we do it.
Yeah. And it's true, because I remember, you know, getting my Facebook ads account shut down, and my husband and people would be like, oh my gosh, like you're doing something wrong. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I'm doing everything right. You know, this is like my people in my high level mastermind group. People that are doing a lot of business, they're the ones that get seen. And, you know, yeah, there could be things that I'm doing that are incorrect that I need to tweak. But it's not like it's just me that this has happened to. But it does feel, I think, especially in the online age, it does feel like we're alone a lot of times. So seeing, you know, people's payments getting held up in the processor, they feel like they're less alone, which is really important. So tell me about your book.
Oh, so I have Ka-Ching, How to Add a Digit to Your Income. That one is out, and it's been out for a while. But it really is about making sure you understand that if you take the time to be you first, and then amplify that with automation and video, that you can really build right now a sustainable, not just sustainable, but thriving business, because you really can add a digit. If you've proved the concept, let's say you're making $10,000 a year. It doesn't always have to be the big six and seven figures like we talk about a lot, but let's say that you're making $10,000 a year. You really can follow the things that I'm telling you and get to $100,000, add a digit to it, by adding automation, putting your personality out there, and really just putting a process and a system to what you did to get the 10. Because it really is just us that is in, you're always the person that's in the way.
Isn't
I know a lot of people don't like to hear that. But
it sucks, but it's true. It's so true. You know, somebody asked me that, well, what's stopping you from hitting your goal? Pointing right at my head, you know, like me, myself, and I. That's the only thing stopping me. So I love that. And I love the fact with the adding the digit that you took it from 10,000 to 100,000, because a lot of times people think, you know, with my hidden profit stuff, I'll say, you know, this person, you know, made an extra 80,000 or 700,000, you know, and those zeros freak people out. And they really don't have to be. If you're following the system, then you can just do the things that you're telling them to do, and it works. And you can really amplify that. I love that.
Yep. So, and I bet Stacey, when you're doing your hidden profit system, right? Like there's times when you have to go back and go, you know what? I need to follow my own. Okay. I haven't programmed my social media and now my Instagram doesn't have anything in it, or whatever the version might be. Like we have to follow the same things that we're teaching our clients every single day. And that's how it works.
Right. The shoemaker without the shoes. So it's, and that's something that I've struggled with in the past. And, you know, I was helping my clients make gazillions of dollars. I mean, I have two clients this year, they're going to hit $10 million that started with me when they were both around 750,000. So, you know, I haven't made $10 million yet. So I need to, you know, amplify what I'm doing to add some more zeros. So thanks for challenging me on that. So what's the next thing for you to optimize in your life and in your business?
Well, the next thing in my business, I've been really, really involved in artificial intelligence.
Ooh.
And I'm using it in terms of podcasting, because you have all of those beautiful devices, the Alexa, Kindle Fire, all of these things. And you now can be on all of that. So when I'm talking about visibility now, I'm not just talking about somebody has to be on their computer. We want to be on television screens. We want to be on anywhere where people can consume our stuff, because remember, most of the world now is going deregulated. They may be going away from cable and deciding they just need internet and they're going to have Hulu or whatever. I mean, like, what kind of clout would that give you, Stacey, to say, you know, hey, you can go dial me up on Netflix, or, you know, you can just say my name into your Alexa and you're going to get my show.
That is so cool. I think there's a whole other podcast on this topic.
Yes.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Definitely. We'll have to have you back on to talk about this artificial intelligence, because I think it's things that you're a visionary. You're seeing things that are happening for the bigger brands that we can now bring down to the small business owner and entrepreneur, that they can, they can leverage those tools, those strategies. You know, it's just like Facebook. It's a platform and it's a free platform, and there's ways to leverage it. We need to be in the thick of it where people can find us.
Absolutely.
So speaking of finding us, where can the listeners find you online? What's the best place for them to connect with you?
Tina Brinkley Potts. That's everything for me. So that's my website, TinaBrinkleyPotts.com, Instagram, Tina Brinkley Potts, LinkedIn, Facebook. So you can just Google it, or every platform I'm labeled there, except for Twitter, because you can't have that many initial letters in your username.
It's
but that's
too long.
Okay.
It's too long, but that's good to have an original name like that. Like Stacey Hyland, it's easy to find everywhere as long as you can spell it correctly.
As long as you can spell it.
Yes, and I will put a link to that in the show notes. So make sure you go online and look at the show notes for this episode, because we'll put all the resources there for you to connect. And I highly recommend that you connect with Tina, because she's going to kick your butt every day. She's going to inspire you every day. She's going to give you tools and strategies that are really going to help you. And I really like connecting with people like yourself, that like your answer was so solid when I asked you about, you know, what are you most proud of optimizing in your life? And you were like, family. And that's the kind of entrepreneur that I want to follow online, is somebody that you put family first and business is second. You know, you are a strong businesswoman and you're very gifted, but you know where your heart is. And I love that.
Yeah,
I appreciate that about you.
And I want to thank you for having me on again. I know when we met, we instantly connected because we can see through things that just aren't serving us. And getting out there and really showing people the real things to succeed. Again, like you said, you've helped somebody. When you first started with them, they were at 750,000 and now they're hitting 10 million. Those are real numbers. It isn't anything that you're fabricating or saying over the lifetime, you know, like these are real things that you're doing. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you bringing me on because I feel the same exact way.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I think we're going to have you on back gone about the artificial intelligence, because I think that's a whole new wave. So next year, let's plan that, get that on the schedule so that we can share some of these things, because I think it's just like any platform. When you get on it early, it's so much easier. Like Facebook, when you got on it earlier, your posts were being seen, your Facebook page was being seen. Now, you know, they've changed the algorithm so that they don't work as well. So getting your foot in the door early on these things is really key. So we'll have to do that. So thank you so much. And everybody go check out the show notes. And remember, don't just learn, implement.